Hey there, I'm Melissa Batt, the host of Priorities on Purpose, a podcast for overwhelmed women who are tired of going through the motions. You know there has to be more to this life than the cycle of numbing out, scrolling social media, exhausting yourself with a never-ending to-do list, and still feeling like a failure at the end of the day. You have hope that tomorrow will be different, and I'm here to help you make sure that it actually is. I'm a Christian life coach, and on this podcast, we talk all about intentional living, mental health struggles, and tangible ways to be the best versions of ourselves with Jesus at the center. I promise to be your hype girl and biggest cheerleader as I share simple strategies to help you get out of your rut, eliminate distractions, and live the life you are created for. Are you ready to go beyond existing and learn how to truly live? Put your earbuds in and let's get to it, friend. Hey, friends, welcome to another episode of Priorities on Purpose. I'm your host, Melissa Batt. I'm a Christian life coach and a faith mentor. What is a faith mentor? Did I make it up? Perhaps. But I wanted to put something there so you knew that if you wanted a safe place or someone to help you grow your relationship with Jesus, that I can do that for you. Like, I love helping women. I can't even tell you, like, when I started coaching, I had no idea some of the work that I would be doing with my coaching clients. I had no idea how most of it would be related to their relationship with God. But it has been such a joy to see that and learn that, because I had no idea. I'm just over here doing what God tells me to do and saying yes to things God tells me to say yes to. And next thing I know, like, I'm helping women grow their relationship with Jesus. And it's been so cool. It doesn't matter where you are in your walk with God. If you want to grow further, I think it's something that we could explore and see if I would be a good fit for you. Like, that's my heart's desire, is for you to grow your relationship with God deeper. We can always go deeper. If you think that you have arrived, you haven't arrived to be in that place where Jesus wants you until you get to heaven, okay? And so there's always work to do to grow closer to God and be less of ourselves. And I mean, I feel like I'm already off topic with where we're going this week, but I just want to throw that out there, that if you have questions about God or church or reading your Bible, I would love to help you with that. I don't know everything. I don't have all the answers, but I feel like I can do a pretty good job of finding an answer if you have a question that I can't answer. All that to say, I've added that in there of, like, I'm a faith mentor. And so I just want to help you grow your relationship with Jesus. That's it. Today's episode is about a question that I get often. And it is like, what do you do? You're a life coach. What do you do? I think it's really easy when I had the business part in there and people knew that I worked with direct sellers. But now that I'm focusing more on life, what does that look like? Basically, I want to help you be more intentional to live out your priorities. What are your priorities? Where are you off track? I want to help you stay on track. I want to help you do better. I want to help you put God first. Put your kids up there before your work. I want to help you prioritize your health, because your health is important and we are very quick to neglect ourselves. That's what I do. I want to help you get your priorities in check and live with intention, to live outside of your comfort zone or right on the cusp of your comfort zone, so that you can rely on God more and rely on yourself less. So I thought the best way to do this, just give you some examples from some of my coaching clients. Some of my coaching clients, all of them right now actually, are using the process that I taught last year and the year before, the 12 Weeks to Success. The workshop needs to be redone, but it's out there. I think the replays are visible somewhere. You want them, let me know and I will send them to you. I should just record them for the podcast. That I think would be the best way to do this because I do think it's helpful for everyone. So the 12 Weeks to Success workshop is based on a book I read by Brian Moran called The 12 Week Year. So good. It's this idea of instead of doing like New Year's resolutions or whatever, you do 90 days at a time, 12 weeks, and you will get so much more done in those 12 weeks. And so every one of my coaching clients is currently utilizing that. So how do we set this up? They've been through the free workshop and they understand the process. This time, though, I will tell you that I've taken them deep. We're looking at their action plan on every single call. Like, where are you at? Where are you falling short? Because what we're finding, or what I'm finding, is there's a lot of gaps when we are coming up with an action plan. We miss a couple of the things that are really, really detailed. And because those things aren't written out, we don't get as far as we thought we would get. And so to come up with the action plan, though, of course, you have to have a goal. How do you set a goal? What kind of goal do you set? I have challenged my coaching clients to not set a goal that they aren't most in control over. What does that mean? That means that I don't want them to set a goal of making $500. Let's say they need extra money because they're wanting to get out of debt and they're like, I need to make $500. I will help them do everything possible, but ultimately, that's God. God's either going to give them that money or not, but there are actions they can take that we can use to create an action plan that will have them showing up to have the best chance of getting that $500 or losing 20 pounds. Maybe they want to lose 20 pounds or they want to get their blood pressure in check. We're ultimately not in control over the amount of stress that we have in our life, but we can do things consistently and take action in areas that are going to make that outcome the most possible. Does that make sense? And so, example, one coaching client, her goal is very much to put extra attention on her husband. And so what does that look like? You know, so every week she has specific things that she wants to do. So her husband knows that he is loved, he is valued and appreciated. And she wants her husband to see Jesus in her, but also just to feel treasured and loved. And so it's been really cool to help her make out an action plan for how she's going to do this. You know, whether it's love notes or just doing some of the things that he really appreciates that maybe she doesn't necessarily appreciate, being intentional in that area. So each week we go over that goal. And some of the goals that my coaching clients have, they are easier than others. Some of them, it's just about action and being consistent. All of them are about action and taking action, obviously, but it's about being consistent. So some goals will only require like setting a date and saying like, okay, on this date, I'm going to do this. On this date, I'm going to do this and then doing it. Others, it's more complex. It requires more steps. So it's not like, you know, when I wanted to jump rope, that was one of my goals at one point. I wanted to jump rope for 30 minutes by the end of 12 weeks. So to be able to jump rope at the end of 12 weeks, that meant that, you know, by week six, I needed to be able to jump rope for 15 minutes without dying, right? And so it was about consistently jumping rope. When I wanted to create this podcast, it was way more complex because I had to go through the course. I didn't even know what I needed to do because I'd never done it before. And so some of those steps are going to be a little harder. And I think that's where the accountability is really, really necessary. I actually coach somebody, actually a few, that are still in direct sales or have quit over the last few years. And so one that I'm thinking of, like her goal is to sell cash and carry. And so for her to sell cash and carry, like there's a process in that, right? You have to take inventory. You have to take pictures. You have to post them. Then you have to package it up and then you have to mail it. And, you know, it's a whole process. And so it's not complicated. It just requires more steps. That is a good bit of what the coaching is, whether it is spending quality time with each one of your kids, which is absolutely necessary, loving on your husband, taking care of yourself. Maybe you want to eliminate processed foods from your diet because you know it's not healthy for you, or you want to run a marathon, or you want to just show up. You want to go to church or volunteer in your church, or you want to read through your Bible, or you want to have more fun. That's been a goal that has been really fun. So I coach a lot of high achievers. And do you know how many high achievers do not know how to have fun or don't even know what is fun? That has been fun. And I've coached multiple people through just having fun. So obviously there's a lot of different things, but basically it's that each thing that I help you with is to help you move forward. So we spend time on those things for our goal that is specific for that 12 weeks. But we also do more than just that. We talk about what's working in your life, what's not working, all of those things that kind of come up that you need to process, but you haven't processed, whether it is conflict in a relationship or it is sadness over losing your job or not getting a job, or it is the loss of a loved one. You know, there's all of these different things that hit us throughout our day. Even that, you know, like each day, like there are so many things that happen that we sometimes don't even take time to process, that if we were to take time and process would be way beneficial for us. And so I kind of help with that, or just, you know, creating systems. I want to declutter. I've helped people declutter their homes one little thing at a time, which, by the way, if you want to declutter, one of the first things I will tell you is you have to stop bringing things in your home, which means you probably need to stop shopping all the time. And if you're shopping all the time, it is probably related to you using it as an escape from your reality because you don't want to feel what's going on and like deal with what's really going on in your life. Well, why don't you want to deal with what's really going on in your life? Is it disappointment? Is it fear of like facing reality? Well, you're never going to be able to move forward from things you're not willing to face. And so we do a whole lot of work externally based on relationships and, you know, work stuff or healthy habits, stuff like that. But we also deal with some of the internal things. You know, if you struggle with ADHD, coping mechanisms or bad coping mechanisms in other areas, depression and anxiety, how to create guardrails to help you to stay on track, to recognize red flags when they come. Those are just some of the things that I do as a life coach. I actually have this written out and I have not even like shared a minute of it yet, but I had this written out for like, you know, four steps to working together, broken down. So the first step, we identify what's working, what's not. We diagnose. My mission is to help women circle the wagon and get things in order because God says you need to get it together. And that isn't a bad thing. It's not to scare you, but to prepare you that when you are living for God, the enemy is going to come to steal, kill, and destroy. And there are things that you could do to prevent some of that from hurting as bad as it is. So we need to get it together. So we identify what's working. We identify the gaps and the cracks and the areas where you're numbing out or feeling overwhelmed or living on autopilot. And then the second thing we do is we define specific goals to prioritize what's most important. We become very clear on what we want the outcome to be, because sometimes we're just going through the motions and we don't even recognize it. And the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. My mission is to get you off the hamster wheel. The third thing we do is creating that action plan. I help you create an action plan that is doable and will help you meet your specific goals. I see the blind spots. I can see what you're missing. You may be self-sabotaging, but you don't even recognize it's self-sabotage because you're not even doing it on purpose. It's just something that, like, there's a block there. And so I help you recognize when there's something blocking you so that you can, like, identify it and be like, okay, why am I not doing this? Is it fear of rejection? Is it fear of being seen? Is it comparison and comparing yourself or your insecurities, like all of that stuff? And then the fourth thing is I work with you weekly to hold you accountable, to talk you through what went well, what didn't, tweak the plan if necessary in real time. So weekly, we kind of go over what's going on. Is there something that was missing? Are you having a hard time working on that week's task list? What most people do, especially when you're not working with me, like, you put something on, like, you know, week three, I'm going to run a mile. But week one and two, you never went and bought tennis shoes and you never walked a mile. Do you see why you're struggling to run a mile? That's an obvious issue, exaggerated, but it's the same kind of thing where we sometimes miss these tiny little baby steps in between. And we think, oh, you know, like, I need to right now. Okay, one of my goals, this isn't a goal of mine, but it should be a goal of mine, is to get rid of all of the product I still have from when I was in direct sales. I have gigantic totes full, lots and lots of money that I could be making if I would just list the darn stuff on Poshmark, but I haven't done that. And so if I were to do it, you know, one of the thing might be like putting it in bite size, like 10 minutes of, you know, taking a tote and taking pictures of what's in it. And that's it, like just 10 minutes. And then moving along. So again, the goals can be all different, but no matter what the goal is, the thing that they all have in common is creating a plan to actually make it happen, to take that dream or the wish and make it reality, because it is doable. But ooh, this is really good. I remember I had a coaching client who really wanted to do something. But after talking to her, the problem wasn't that she sucked at it. The problem was that she really liked the idea of doing it more than actually doing it. It sounded fun, but she didn't actually want to do all the work necessary. I've kind of been that way with a few things. Like every once in a while, I think I want to open up like an ice cream shop or something. And then this was a thought I had yesterday, actually. The same, I was like, man, I would love to have an ice cream shop or something here in town and get to know the community and blah, 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 blah. Like, it would be so amazing. And I'm like, wait a minute. Right now, I have so much free time. Why would I want to do that? Like, why? Feeling the stress of having to show up all the time when I don't want to. Why would I want to do that? And then I started being very thankful that God has not put that charge on me that I don't have to do that right now. And so, you know, that's just an example. It's like, it kind of sounds like it would be fun. And I think I would enjoy it sometimes. But man, I'm so thankful that I don't have that right now. Because I actually, you know, yesterday we went to the park for hours. And I just watched my kids play basketball. And my husband played basketball. And we walked around the track. It was amazing. So that was just another little aha there for you, where sometimes you're putting all this pressure on yourself to show up and do something that you don't really even want to do. You just thought you wanted to do it. And then I can help you celebrate the fact that you really aren't just sucky. So many times we're like, oh my gosh, I just suck. You don't suck. And I can help you see that you don't suck. I can help you see the blinders, the things that are getting in the way of you actually achieving your goals. Normally, it is lack of boundaries or, you know, the missteps. That's normally where you're trying to go ahead 5 steps when really your steps need to be like way smaller and broken down into smaller chunks. That's what I do. Jesus is always at the center. Sometimes I will ask you if I can pray for you. And I am there to support you when you are in your head. You get voice memo access to me. So you can voice memo me and, you know, be like, oh my gosh, I need to do this and I just don't want to do it. Or, hey, do you know how to do this? Because I'm trying to do it. Or what does this look like to you? Do you think it looks good? Should I add something else? There's so many different areas where it's just really nice to have somebody that can listen to you, reaffirm where you're going, remind you of how awesome you are, and celebrate you when you're doing great, and also encourage you when you're struggling and all the things. That is what I do. I will also say one of my favorite reasons why I hire a coach. It's one of the reasons I know that my coaching clients really love working with me. And that is because it's their time. It doesn't matter what I have going on in my life. They don't have to, because most of my coaching clients are givers. They love to serve others. When they're serving others, they would feel guilt coming to someone and asking for support when they know someone else is struggling with something, right? And so when they pay me, they no longer have that feeling of guilt or like they can't bug me. It's not bugging me ever. I love what I do. Like, I'm thankful every single day that this is the job that God has given me, and I love doing it. But when I also know what it's like to not pay someone and I get in my head, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm such a needy friend. When I have just a friend and we're trying to hold each other accountable, or I'm struggling, I'm like, they're never struggling. I'm always struggling. I need to get it together. And before you know it, I'm not telling them things I should be telling them, or something happened. They begin struggling with something. And then I'm like, well, I can't talk to them right now about this because I need to be there to support them. And before you know it, neither one of you are holding each other accountable. You're no longer pacing partners. You're just going through life, right? Does that sound familiar to anyone besides me? Because it is definitely what I have struggled with before I started paying a coach. When you pay a coach, the guilt is gone. Like, I don't feel guilty if I take their time and get completely off topic. Today, I had my coaching call with my coach, and I felt a little anxious because I felt like we were supposed to be talking about something else, but I really felt like I needed to be talking about this revelation that God had given me about how I still struggle with this fear of rejection. And I'm still struggling with needing or desiring the validation of others. Like, I want people to say, good job. There's a core group of people that I really want to hear that from more than others. And so I felt like I needed to process that on our call. And part of me kind of felt guilty. And I'm like, no, this is my call. I'm paying the money. We can talk about anything I need to talk about that's going to help me. And she said the same thing. She was like, no, Melissa, this is what we need to be talking about, because this is the thing that has the potential to hinder you if you let it. And so I wasn't dismissive. I went straight for it and put it all out there and knew that was what needed to be talked about. So again, that's a little bit about what I do as a life coach. And again, like I said, Jesus is always at the center. I pray for my coaching clients. I encourage them in their walk with God. You're going to get that. You don't have to be a believer to work with me, but if it bothers you to hear someone point to Jesus, we may not be a good fit, because Jesus has changed my life and I can't imagine my life without him. And so therefore, I'm going to talk about him. But I just wanted to share a little bit about what I do, because I think some people really have no idea what a life coach is and why people would pay for it. It is the best money I have probably ever spent. It's like therapy a little bit sometimes. It's counseling sometimes, but it's also like thinking more about the future and where I'm going versus all the things I've gone through, if that makes sense. So it's a little bit of everything, and I love it. all of my coaching clients, I will tell you, they have spent the money and they do not regret it because it moved them forward in a way they would never be able to move forward without it. It's like 10 years in 1 year. One of the questions, some people think like, okay, so once I have a life coach, I have to always have a life coach. No, I have a lot of coaching clients that have worked with me and no longer work with me. And it's because they got where they were wanting to go. Now, will they eventually want to work with me on something else? Probably. But it's not something, you know, you learn the tools and eventually the goal is you won't need me because you have Jesus, first of all, and he's there with you also. And I'm always going to point you to Jesus. You learn to trust yourself. And so most of my coaching clients won't need me forever. My job is to coach myself right out of a job so then I can go help other people. Obviously, I can only take so many coaching clients. And so I don't want you to spend your money with me forever. And I don't want to take your money forever. I want to get you to where you're going and then be able to take on another coaching client. I hope that makes sense. But I also know at the same time, like my coach right now, I'm like, oh my gosh, like I have so much work to do and I know where I'm going. And so because I know where I'm going, I don't see myself without her for a really long time because I understand how beneficial it is. Anyways, that's it for this episode. If you have any questions about what it's like to work with a life coach, maybe I didn't answer your questions or I talked about something that just made you have more questions, reach out to me, DM me on Instagram or on Facebook, send me a message. I love chatting with you guys. And let's talk about it. Doesn't mean that you want to work with me, although I would love to work with you. Also, I do free consults. I probably should mention that. So if you're like, I think I want to work with you or I have questions, we can definitely set up a free consult and chat to see if we would be a good fit for each other. Hey friends, that's it for this episode. If you found value, I would love it if you could take a couple of seconds and leave me a quick review. While it may seem super simple, it is so beneficial and gives me the opportunity to help more women. Also, take a screenshot and share it on social media with your biggest aha today. Don't forget to tag me at Melissa Bad Official so we can connect. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, friend, keep walking it out one baby step at a time because God's got you.